Today we're going to talk about Jupiter. Jupiter is always seen as the good guy in astrology, the planet that brings you good things and helps you out, the reliable bringer of fortune to those in need of it. All of this is true, but there is more to him than that, and we should look a little closer to see exactly how and in what way he brings the good fortune we so desire. First, where he is and how he moves. He does a circuit of the zodiac in more or less 12 years. 11.85 if you're being fussy, but 12 will do. And since there are 12 signs in the zodiac, he spends about a year in each one. This makes for some very easy and satisfying mental maths. If you know where he was when you were born, then you know that he will be back there in the same place 12 years later. And also at 24, 36, 48, and 60, which gives you a rough timetable of when you can expect a Jupiter boost to whatever area of your life is shown by the house that Jupiter sits in your own birth chart. You can also work out the intermediate times at 6, 18, 30, 42, and so on, when Jupiter will be opposite his place in your birth chart, and they will provide some challenges for you, some way in which your energies will have to be diverted into different channels, which you may not like quite so much. So right there, you've established a sort of Jupiter wave, going up and down and back up again over a 12-year cycle, beating away in the background of your chart like the guy on the drums holding the tune together. Well, perhaps not the drums, because that would be Saturn. Maybe we should give Jupiter to the keyboards guy instead. But you get the idea. If you're really focused on this, you'll be able to determine the times when Jupiter is in trine aspect to his natal position, because they will be when your age is a multiple of 4. And squares with a multiple of 3, but maybe that's taking things a bit far, which is a typically Jupiter thing to do, as I'll explain in a minute. But before we leave the mental maths, the most obvious one to do is to count round from Jupiter in your birth chart to your sun sign. So if you're a Virgo, birthday in early September and all that, but with Jupiter in Taurus, then Jupiter will pass your sun position when you are 4. 4 signs from Taurus to Virgo, yes? And every 12 years thereafter, 16, 28, 40, 52, and so on. Those ones you definitely will feel, and they will be what you might call your bonus years, the ones where your life steps forward and doors open for you. Knowing when they are going to come is one of the huge advantages that you get from a study of astrology, the actual timetable of good fortune. Wow! So what is this Jupiter boost thing exactly? Why is it so good? It's because each of the planets is used to represent a basic force or principle, and their rhythms are taken to indicate the ebb and flow of those energies, like night and day, or the seasons, or in this case, a 12-year cycle. And the principle that Jupiter represents is that of increase. No more than that, but no less either. Jupiter makes things grow, makes them bigger, makes them multiply, makes them more. That is increase. And he also has the idea of upward motion, of reaching for the heavens, perhaps even touching the divine. Increase makes trees grow upwards, no? And because an increase in your flocks and crops, the things you grow and eat, increases your health and your wealth, so Jupiter's increase has always been seen as a good thing. And since in the ancient world, all good things come from the gods on high, and Jupiter is associated with that direction, the good associated with Jupiter acquires a moral dimension as well. Jupiter is therefore seen as good in the sense of honest, true, and virtuous. From this he gets labelled as the great benefic, or doer of good. Later centuries were to add another, extra layer, suggesting that following Jupiter would bring your soul closer to heaven, while his great counterpart Saturn would take you the other way. But down at the bottom of it all is still that idea of increase, of growing upwards, expansion, both mental and physical. Which brings us to an important point. Increase is just that, and although most people would see it as good, it doesn't always have to be. Jupiter passing through the first house of your horoscope, signifying your physical body, might well show itself by an increase in your physical size and weight. If you've been ill and need to recover your health and strength, then this is clearly a good thing. But if you've simply been overindulging and living the good life that Jupiter brings, then you may end up a little bigger than you would like, which is not such a good thing. It's still increase, of course. There's no judgment in this, just simple increase. It's what Jupiter does. He asks no questions, makes no judgment. That's for you to do. Similarly, if it's the right time of your life and you're able to, then Jupiter passing through the first house may, though not always, show a child on the way. You are increasing, budding, flowering, fruiting, just as in nature. Whether this is in line with your own hopes and ambitions at that stage of your life is for you to say. It's not good, not bad, just Jupiter. So let's have a look now at how Jupiter shows his power for increase when we filter it through the 12 signs. In Aries, Jupiter produces confidence. Jupiter wants to create increase, and Aries always wants to get started, to try something new, and above all to do it now without delay. Put the two of them together and what you get is the sort of confidence which believes it can achieve almost anything, and usually does. It helps that Aries is a fire sign and Jupiter rules a fire sign too, Sagittarius, so you might say that Aries is an environment in which Jupiter can really get going. Aries' contribution, I suppose, is that it speeds Jupiter up, making things happen right now, rather than waiting for them to grow and increase more gradually over time. In Taurus, Jupiter produces a sort of rich, thick quality. The weight and feel of expensive clothes, where just handling the fabric tells you that this is expensive stuff, and rightly so. Or the dense texture or intense flavour of really good chocolate. All that sort of thing, where you can feel the quality and enjoy it, is like Jupiter in Taurus. It's more to do with actual objects here than actions and enterprises of Aries, and that's because Taurus is an earth sign, a material sign, and a fixed one too, so even Jupiter's irresistible sense of increase is going to find it hard to get things moving. But what it can do is increase the quality. It can richen the mix, thicken the texture, and it does. In Gemini, Jupiter gets playful. This is the sign in which he is exactly opposite to the one he rules, Sagittarius. So this is like one of those low points we were talking about earlier, the dip in his 12-year cycle, if you like. He still does all he can to make things increase, but his force is weaker here. There's a technical term for this, if you don't know it. He's in detriment here. And it shows himself in an interesting way. Jupiter here seems to leave behind some of his higher calling, his reaching towards heaven, and instead spreads his interest out in lots of other different activities, all of them interesting, but none of them necessarily serious. It's almost as though he decides he needs a vacation. Perhaps he does. Let me put it this way. Jupiter is always a traveller, always interested in pushing the horizon and increasing his experience. But Jupiter in Sagittarius travels with serious purpose in mind, which makes his journey a sort of pilgrimage, while Jupiter in Gemini travels to see what's out there and to have some fun. It's much lighter, more playful, more adaptable, more open to new suggestions, to distractions, to changes of plan. Yet anything that is touched by Jupiter will still find that it grows and prospers because that's how he is, but it's lighter, more widely spread, less serious, and in many ways more likeable that way. Cancer, the next sign, is a special placing for Jupiter. This is the sign where his qualities are particularly well matched to the sign and appreciated as such. He doesn't have the responsibilities of rulership as he does in Sagittarius. He can just be an honoured guest, which is lovely. Another technical term here, Jupiter in Cancer is in his exaltation. Jupiter's role as the giver of increase and Cancer's long-standing role as the sign of the mother go naturally together. So Jupiter here is as expansive as ever, but in a homely, family-centred, protective way. This is not only the mother and baby scenario, but also the home cooking we all look back on so fondly, the house we always think of as home, even though we may not have lived there for many years, and so on. Jupiter in Cancer understands, sympathises, supports. It is emotionally strong, yet also fiercely protective, as any mother is of her family. It is a fountain, a source, and as such, inexhaustible. Jupiter in Cancer is safe, comfortable, supportive. Not as rich, maybe, as the thick texture we saw in Taurus, but still good. Jupiter in Leo is simply grand. It doesn't care who knows it and will make sure that the world sees it. This is not so much a filter for Jupiter as an amplifier, and if some signs feel that Jupiter's relentless increase is sometimes a little too much, well, in Leo that's never going to happen. Increase is always good, more is even better, and too much is still not enough. People born with Jupiter in Leo enjoy life to the full, and almost always get what they want. Why? Because Jupiter brings increase, as we already know. A fire sign takes initiatives and makes things happen, and a fixed sign makes things last. So, good prospects, successful initiatives, and lasting rewards. The perfect recipe. Several astrological authorities point out that this combination is very materialistic, living in the present moment with little care for the inner life or the soul, but I think that's just envy. Jupiter in Virgo, however, is not so comfortable a placing for it. Once again, it's in detriment, since in traditional astrology, Jupiter rules Pisces as well as Sagittarius, and Pisces is opposite to Virgo, hence detriment. But the real difficulty here is that Virgo works best on a small scale, perfecting the details, while Jupiter has big ideas and wide horizons, seeking to make them even bigger. It's not an easy combination. And yet, as always with Jupiter, good comes from it. Let's take the example of a plant that grows through a crack in two paving stones. It's not supposed to be there, that's for sure, and to some eyes it may seem like a weed, something to be uprooted and thrown away. Yet it is a tough and resilient little thing, and it grows despite the difficulties of its location. And when it flowers, as it will, then everyone will be delighted to see it and nobody will want to uproot it anymore. That sense of growth against all odds is so very Jupiterian, and that tiny space in which to grow is so very Virgo. This is a placement which makes a lot out of a little, but not a huge amount, because it can't. It does all that it can. People with Jupiter in Virgo may find themselves specialists in a very narrow field, and doing very well in it, but it's still a narrow field. Jupiter passing through Virgo will bring success in small ways and in small things. It may be just what you need, and like the flower in the paving stones, it may be delightful. But not perhaps any more than that. It's better than nothing, though, and it will still bring pleasure and new hope, as Jupiter always does. In Libra, Jupiter is fair, and also willing to enter into partnerships where there are two sides to every argument, two opinions to be weighed, and a way forward to be found which will please both. Jupiter is unselfish here to a fault. Often it will give the benefit to the other person, unnecessarily. Since Libra is an air sign, there is also an interest in the ideas that lie behind the actions, and not so much with the practical or material side of things. There's a lot of discussion of principles to be found here, or legal reform, a lot of talk of politics. If you've got a cause to fight, Jupiter in Libra will help you do it. In Scorpio, Jupiter's urge to expand and go further becomes an urge to go deeper. This is one of the rare times when Jupiter is directed downwards and backwards, in time that is, rather than upwards and onwards. There's a lot of investigative and deductive power here, trying to get to the bottom of things, finding out what, how and why, going back to discover first origins and so on. This works on both an external level, such as in detective work, investigative research, and archaeology, but also on an internal level, in determining inner motives, passions, and beliefs. It's not very expressive, being inwards rather than outwards, but it is very, very strong. Do not assume that someone with Jupiter in Scorpio has nothing to say. They're just not saying it, which is different. In Sagittarius, Jupiter is in its rulership, and its quality is best expressed as optimism. Not quite as definite as the confidence we saw with Aries or the high achievement of Leo, but purer than either of those in a way, because it's not concerned with the action or the material outcome, only with the concept. There is no limit to this optimism. Things work out well for the person with Jupiter here, simply because he always knew they would. Not quite in the way anyone might have predicted, but that doesn't matter. All's well that ends well. And that is what matters. There is faith here too, faith in the religious sense for sure, but more often just a sense that there is something greater, something beyond us, and that it's looking after us and can be relied on, which brings us back to that optimism again, and the idea of looking upwards. This is Jupiter in a very pure form. Capricorn is where Jupiter makes money, as you would expect from an earth sign, but it does so almost as a side effect. The real impetus here is to play Jupiter's sense of moral goodness through Capricorn's sense of hierarchy of the person at the top. And the result is the idea of duty, doing the right thing, following the rules, being conscientious, being cautiously optimistic. Now there's the Capricorn filter for you, cautiously. And as always with Jupiter, being trustworthy. if only all bosses were born with Jupiter in Capricorn. Yet there is a fundamental contradiction in this placement, which is that while Jupiter always seeks to expand and increase, Capricorn always seeks to restrain and condense. Jupiter does what it can, but it's not happy here. It's in the opposite sign to its exaltation in Cancer, so here, where it tries its best but can't do what it would like to, it's said to be in fall. Moving on, in Aquarius, as with the other air signs, Jupiter is interested in relating to others and working for the good of all. This is not the placing for making big profits, or for bringing yourself to prominence at the expense of others. The very opposite, in fact. Jupiter's urge to expand and increase is used to advance social and philosophical aims. Like Jupiter in Libra, it's humanitarian, high-principled, and very idealistic, but Aquarius works on a much bigger scale, where Libra tends to be one-to-one or small-group-oriented. But as with all the air sign placings, it's big on ideas, just not always very practical or grounded. Jupiter in Pisces is the placement of the dreamer. Jupiter rules Pisces in traditional astrology, and this is where his most imaginative and spiritual side shows itself. It's as though that upward-reaching force for increase has expanded to such an extent that it has become as high and thin and transparent as to be like a bubble or a cloud. This is where optimism and faith combine to become visionary, and where inspiration comes from above. People with Jupiter in Pisces are sensitive, artistic, expressive, sympathetic, and as with all water signs, they understand and empathize with the problems of others. And as always with Jupiter, such people will be successful in using these talents, though as before, success is not actually what they're aiming for. Jupiter passing through Pisces encourages introspection, re-examination of self and motive, all forms of creative and artistic expression, and anything healing or therapeutic. Jupiter in Pisces lets us reconnect with both our inner selves and also the things in life that really matter, which are not the material ones. Pisces soothes. So it seems that after all its efforts to grow, to expand, to enrich, to engage with others, to reach up, and to do all it can for all of us, Jupiter in Pisces finally manages to escape. Upwards, of course. Where else? And that's all for now. Join me again soon to talk about the planets some more.